Rosh Hashanah Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation. We anticipated this Mishnah. What we had before is we had a discussion between Rabbi Elazar and the Tanakama, between the Chachamim, with the Takon of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that you could blow shofar, that you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Where was it? Was it only B'Yavne, or was it B'Kamachim Shiyesh B'Bezdin? Here the Mishnah continue. That Yerushalayim, in the times of the second base of Mikdash, that they would blow shofar, even though there's a gzera not to blow shofar on Shabbos. But in the base of Mikdash, they would blow. And we pointed out that the Lashon Ovi is not only in the Mikdash, but Yerushalayim. And either that's Midin, because Kol Yerushalayim Kori Mikdash, like the Rav says, B'Shem the Rambam, or Enochanami, it's Takanat Mavur Mishnah Aleph, only Mikdash, but over here state that the Din Batsim was in Gans Yerushalayim. State though that the Gzeru of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai of Yavne, or any other place, is not on the same level as the Heter of Yerushalayim to blow Shofar. Oidzois Hois Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne had more. It had more koyach. Yerushalayim included the whole environs of Yerushalayim. Any place that could see Yerushalayim, any place that sees, that could hear Yerushalayim, any place that they could come to Yerushalayim. The Rav, coming from the Gemara, explains that all four Tanoim are necessary. You'd have a place that's tucked away in a valley, and it's close enough to Yerushalayim. Maybe even you could hear the koilis from Yerushalayim, but Lamaisi, he can't see Yerushalayim because it's tucked away, not included. If it's Beroi Shahar and you can't hear Yerushalayim, even if they could see Yerushalayim, not enough. If there's a nor being mafsik and any yechol lovoi, not enough. If it's minutik with more than 2,000 amas empty space outside Yerushalayim, outside the city, vayta they can't come. You need all four Tanoim to be included in the environs, but that's a din. Yerushalayim v'chol agofel. U'biyavne lo'hoi toikin el bebezin bovat. Yavne, the din was only on the mokum itself, where the bezin was, not on the environs. Mishnah Gimel, a continuation of the same discussion. B'rishayin ho'yo alulav nitl b'mikdash shiva u'bamdini yoyim echot. We had this in Sukkah, and we pointed this out in Mishnah Aleph, that l'chadchila, the mitzvah say de raisa is to take lulav. Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shivas yomim. Usmachtem means with a lulav and esrik, shivas yomim. The mitzvah l'kachtem l'chem b'yom erishim, priyat hoda v'chulei, is only b'medino yom echot. B'shechor v'beis ha-migdosh, hiskin rabin yoichirim et zakai, she lulav nitl b'medino shiva zeichel ha-migdosh, that lulav should be taken all 7 days, which is the way we do it. What would Sukkot look like if you only took a lulav and esrog on the first day? So don't ask that kasha in the times of Beis HaMikdash, because Klal Yisrael was in the Beis HaMikdash. Nebuch, if people were left behind, they couldn't, they were infirm, they were unable to travel, they were missing in being in the Beis HaMikdash. They were missing the Yom Tov of Sukkot. But for us, Nebuch, Mipnei Chatoenu, Galinu Me'artzeinu, how are we going to have a Sukkot? Is Avada, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai created the atmosphere of the Beis HaMikdash, Bezer Anpin, for all of Klal Yisrael, and that the lulav is nitl b'medina shiva zechel hamikdash, v'sheyehe yoyim hanev kulei osad, is another takono, that on the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, in Eretz Yisrael, the first day of Chol HaMoed, no 2 days Yom Tov, that's the first day of Sfiras HaOmer, from the second night of Pesach, and that was the day of the Korban HaOmer, that's the yoyim hanev, the yoyim that Korban HaOmer, since it's Ton Tenufa, that's called B'Lashon Chazal Yom Honev. The whole day, it's also. Now, the truth of the matter is, what would be the Din D'Oraisa? People lived far away from Yerushalayim. They didn't know when the Korban HaOmer was brought, and when was the Korban HaOmer matir, the Tefuah Chadasha, to start baking, to start using, to make matzah. I was about to say, break bread. We're talking about Pesach, bake matzah. From when? From when the Korban HaOmer was hukraf. What happens if they didn't know? They would have to wait. What happens if they knew? If the word went out that they had already brought, and the minig was Zvizi Makdim to do it ala boiker, to do it mamish first thing in the morning. Is lechayim by 9 o'clock in the morning safely? You could assume that the Korban HaOmer was hukraf. Zogt Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's going to be Klal Yisrael, Hezachayin? What's going to be if Mashiach is going to come on that Heilige day of the Yom HaKrovos HaOmer at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Aren't we going to be Makiv Karban HaOmer? If there's no Karban HaOmer, so then the Yom itself is Matir, then you should be Mutter Al HaBoike from the very first second of the day. But if there's a Karban HaOmer, the Tvua Chadosh only becomes Mutter from the point where the Karban HaOmer was Hokrav. Maybe it's going to be built.